This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
The 10-Minute Timeout is a mini podcast that brings Mississippi sports stories to life. Join me, Lacey Alexander, as I learn more about the teams, athletes, staff, and programs that make our state proud. One-on-one interviews with influential playmakers paint a clear picture for listeners of how Mississippi sports inspire and energize our community. New episodes released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting app.
From MPB Think Radio, this is Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, along with my traveling partners, Kamel King, Tourism Development Bureau Manager with Visit Mississippi, and Java Chapman. We're your number one on-air source covering the people, places, and events that make our state great. Today, the wheels on the bus do go round and round for our first stop at the 27th Annual Double Decker Arts Festival in Oxford, happening April 26th through the 27th. And we're off to have a family fun day in Columbus with MPB happening at the Mississippi University for Women, April 20th, before an epic final stop in Memphis for award-winning actress Elise Neal's Lights, Camera, Action, and Acting Masterclass at Spotlight Productions, happening tomorrow, April 20th, and she'll be joining us via Zoom. And of course, we'll let you know what's happening around your neck of the woods. Welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi! Come on now, sweet dreams are made of
yes.
these.
Kamel with the sweet, sweet dance moves in there.
He's got that head bop going over there. Before we hit the road and check out some good sweet dreams today, let me welcome my traveling partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Man, we are doing good. Yes. Still riding to Clarksdale High.
Yes, fresh off the Clarksdale High. How did everybody have a good time?
In Clarksdale?
Yes.
It was the best time ever.
Yes. Juke joint is the best.
We moved through the city like rock stars.
I can only wait till 2025 because it is a thing. Juke Joint Festival in Clarksdale, Mississippi is
right.
a thing.
You're right. Yes. Yeah, you're yes. right. You're right. It is a thing. They treat us like we're family. I couldn't ask for anything better. Shouts out to everybody, the Linea.
Yes.
Shouts out to Yazoo Pass. Shouts out to LaVon's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shouts out to, of course, Ground Zero Blues Club. Cool. That was packed wall to wall, but somehow
Jermaine Flood
we slipped
walked
in.
To the front. Look,
face card never declined.
Exactly.
That's
I
all
wish
I
the
had.
Listeners could have seen what was going on.
It was intense. And I was going to get
said,
in. It was intense.
I'm
going to
handle this. You were like a New York City promoter getting us through the front door when the bouncer won't let us in.
And I just started hollering, let's go.
Yeah. Shout out to Colleen Byers.
Yeah, shout out to Colleen Byers,
yes.
Roger Stoll,
yes.
Bubba O'Keefe, Ann with the Seed Collective, the
yes.
Seed Collective Travelers Hotel.
Yes, yes.
I mean, there was just so much. The Cotton House, wherever.
Yeah, no, yeah. it was a lot of things, and you know, you can if you don't want to spend a night there, just make it a nice day trip because you won't be disappointed.
Let me tell you, the environment is so chill.
Yeah.
It's so diverse.
Yes.
And it just really does make you feel at home. It makes you feel like, you know, you've made it back to the house, but this is the house with the party attached to it.
Yes.
And if I had to kind of demographically, you know, kind of stake it out, it's about a 30, 35, 40 up event. But I mean, young people can come out and have a good time.
Yeah.
They were out there for sure.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that the ruckus and the rigmarole going to be to a minimum.
Well, I don't know.
Everybody's just going to be, it's just going to be a good time.
I'm not going to say the 20s and early 30s are a ruckus and rigmaroles.
You're very grown to use those terms, Java.
Those are old folks. Don't bring that
right.
ruckus and rigmarole.
Rigmarole over here, you're like, where's that in the dictionary?
And how bad is ruckus and rigmarole?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a little bit of an older vibe, but we definitely had a great time, and I'm back next year. I'm going. There's a song. I'm going back to Clarksdale, and I'm going. I'm going back.
Is that really a song?
Yes, I posted it on my Instagram. If you would like to hear that, you can head over to Jermaine Dion's Instagram.
And shout out to Big A and the All Stars. They cut
Big A.
Big A.
Yes, and he will be also coming to Chicago Blues Festival.
Really?
Nice. And headlining one of the nights on the Mississippi Juke Joint stage.
Okay. Yes. He was singing directly to me. I want y'all to know
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I can see it.
Really?
I can see it.
Okay, you
His
just
eyes
tell
were
a story.
On you.
You just tell
His
a story.
His eyes were on you.
Big A was singing towards me. But if you'd like to check out our great time in Clarksdale, head over to the Next Stop Mississippi podcast. Download that. If you listen to Next Stop Mississippi on podcasts, you can actually pause and laugh a bit, especially when me and Kamel start talking over each other. If you listen to some old episodes.
That never happens.
But if you want to check out Clarksdale's, our Clarksdale trip, it is out there and it is grand, everybody. But today, though, we are getting on the bus. The wheels on the bus do go round and round. Literally, at the 27th annual Double Decker Arts Festival. Now, we covered this last year. I had to cover it again this year. I cannot wait till we can get out to the Double Decker Arts Festival in Oxford. But to give us all the deets on this year's event, on the line with us, I've got Kenny Ferris, Visit Oxford Executive Director. Kenny, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi.
Hey, Jermaine, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Is it just you on the line, or do I have a guest as well with us?
You also have the lady that makes it all happen, Leanne Stubbs.
Come on, Leanne.
The festival coordinator.
Nice. Kenny, I know you're going to speak to me. Kamel King on the line. Hey, Kenny.
Why are everybody going to say your name like that? Hey, Kamel.
Because we're friends. We be doing stuff.
I am glad to have you all on 27th Annual Double Decker Arts Festival. It's wall to wall up there, just like a Clarksdale trip.
Oh, yes.
They do not play for this Double Decker Arts Festival. Yes. Kenny, how is everybody's nerves as of right now, a week before the event?
You know, we're doing pretty good. Oxford's kind of a place of event weekends all piled up together in the spring and in the fall. So this is kind of our middle of our spring event season. But it kind of ends with Double Decker, so you know, saving the best for last. We're doing good here. 27 years in, we kind of have it down at this point.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Kenny, talk about, not only does Oxford have just you know, we definitely want to focus on Double Decker, which is a huge tourism draw. People from all over come to it. It's iconic. But I mean, Oxford has been and is a first class foodie city. Talk about all of the award-winning restaurants.
And where do you eat, Kenny?
Kenny said, I eat at home.
You know, I have really struggled saying my favorite. There's something for everybody here. Kind of indicative of the whole state of Mississippi. I mean, we're just such a melting pot of different cultures. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the food here does have a little kind of Creole or Cajun influence. So I think that all stems from John Currence's restaurant here and his time in New Orleans that kind of influenced his cooking style. So, I mean, you kind of can't go wrong from that. And then, you know, like blue plates are just good old kind of home cooking at Ajax.
Yes, or three.
Yeah,
or
I love
four.
The comfort food, you know. And then we had some really great Italian at Carrasque that is on Jackson Avenue, not on the square. A lot of people don't know about it. And it's Brown Bag. It's one of my most favorite places to go and get takeout. So, I mean, we've got kind of something for everybody. A lot of new restaurants that are getting noticed for James Beard. So, yeah, we definitely are known for the food here. You can kind of eat your way all around Oxford for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, this event is definitely a staple for the state. If it's big events you want, this is definitely one of those. I want to talk about, though, we talked about it last year, and I want to just reiterate for those who don't know the history behind the Double Decker Arts Festival and that Double Decker bus that I want to get on so badly. Tell them about that, though, Kenny.
Love it. So actually, funny enough, our current mayor was the tourism director back in 96, and she, the spring was not what it is now. And so she was looking at a way to get people to come into town and experience Oxford at that point. And so She started our festival after our beloved Double Decker Bus that, you know, gave tours and was just sort of a fun gift at that point from England to our mayor years prior to her, her being the tourism director. So she named the festival Double Decker Arts Festival. And, you know, she jokes with us that she kind of put the stage together basically with her now husband. And they just kind of did, you know, just piece it together.
Yeah.
And now it's just, you know, grown year after year, and, you know, Leanne's made it just a world-class event now, and it's just really grown, and Oxford's always supported it, and it's nice. It's like the students' last hurrah kind of before they leave and go home for the summer or they graduate, and so, you know, it's just it's a great time to kind of celebrate all the things that Oxford has.
That's right.
Art, food, and music.
That's right. And speaking of celebrating, I want to give a big round of applause to Oxford, Mississippi, who won Best Small College Town in USA's Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards.
Huge. That is huge, Kenny.
Congrats. Congrats. This contest featured 20 destinations across the country, and it allowed USA Today readers to vote for their favorite small college town and small town food scene. It happened, the voting window was open March 4th through April the 1st, and the winners were announced on April the 10th, and y'all were in the winning spot.
That's right. Right. No, we were... You know, we're just always excited when a national publication notices what we think is true. You know, it's nice to get noticed. And
right.
You know, there were several Mississippi cities nominated, and our friends down south in Starkville also won for best small town. So, you know, in the south. So we're just glad Mississippi is on people's radar. And
yeah.
We think it's a special place, obviously. So thank you for that.
So number one spot, Kamel, they got best small college town. Mm-hmm. And then they clinched the number four spot, which she just talked about it, as the best small town food scene.
Yes, Lord. You can definitely eat your way through Oxford for days.
And speaking of Oxford food, shout out to Vishwit Bhatt with the snack bar and just the things that he's doing out there. He's been a frequent guest on Deep South Dining.
Okay.
So, yeah, and he's another reason why Oxford got that award.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Well, when you ask where I eat, if you talk to Vish, he'll tell you he sees me a lot. So you definitely need to go visit him.
Well, we're going to have to, especially when we come up that way. I want to get more, though, into the Double Decker Arts Festival. Talk about what they can expect in this two-day format. Is that you, Leanne, in the back? Is that you talking?
It is. Yes, it is. It's me. I'm here now.
Yeah, what can everybody expect from these 2 days of Double Decker Arts Festival?
So the 27th Annual Double Decker Arts Festival, we're super excited about it. We will kick off on Friday, the 26th. Music will start at 6 o'clock on the Nicholas Air stage, the main stage. We've got Grace Bowers, who's an amazing musician. She's only 17 years old, so we're so excited to have her on the stage. She's got an awesome, amazing voice. Country star Connor Smith, followed by our headliner for the night, Flatland Calvary. We have gotten a lot of buzz about Flatland Calvary. We're super pumped to have them here. And we're expecting large crowds Friday night for the music.
Awesome.
And then Saturday, everything kicks off about 7:30 a.m. for the annual spring run. We've got a 5K and a 10K and a kids fun run. And then the festival opens up to the public at 10 a.m. with art vendors, food vendors, and music starting at 10. So we've got a great artists come to showcase their art. This was one of the biggest years for artists that have applied for the festival. And so not everyone was able to get in this year, but we do have some great new artists coming from all over, about 160 vendors with 180 booths, total booths on the square that day. We do have something new that we added last year, but it was later on in the festival. We've got a new app for Double Decker, the Double Decker Arts Festival app. You can go down, you can go and download it. It's DDAF 2024, and you can find out all information for Double Decker, the lineup, what time everybody's playing, no parking map, shuttle information. So we'd love for everybody to download that app for us so they can get all the great information.
You know you're serious when you got an app, right, Camille?
Oh, yeah. That's when you get on, hey, we're like Southwest Southwest and things of that nature.
Yeah.
When you have an app. Leanne, first of all, let me know when you guys add a 1K to the Saturday morning.
How far is that?
I'll join you.
How far is a 1K?
That's around the corner.
Is it really?
Yeah, something like that.
I could do it.
A neighborhood block.
I like that one.
Yeah. But talk about
you the fun K.
The fun K.
I mean, run until it's not fun anymore.
That's right. That's
then go get some donuts.
That ain't nothing but down the hall.
Yeah. Leanne, talk about the economic impact that Double Decker has for the city and for your county.
I mean, the economic impact for Double Decker is great for Oxford. It's a festival that people come to. Because we've been doing it for 27 years, sorry about that. People look forward to it. We put this on for the city. For our hotels, for people to come and stay in our hotels, for people to come and eat at our restaurants and enjoy this beautiful town that we have and just to, showcase everything that Oxford has to offer. So.
That's awesome. I love that. I mean, the impact on the city is definite.
Yeah.
I could just imagine, because I haven't been up there, that it's literally arm to arm.
Oh, yeah. 60,000 people.
It's got to be arm to arm, and I love it.
But that's what makes it fun.
It does. Yeah. It really does. Yeah. It really does make it fun. Is there anything y'all want to leave us with, Leanne and Kenny, as it relates to Double Decker Arts Festival this year and what everybody can expect and where they can go figure out more information?
So I would love, like I said before, please download the app. You can get all your information there. We've got for parking information, shuttles are always important. We've got, that's all on there. It's $5 round trip to ride the shuttles from Oxford High School into South Oxford Center. We've got a great music lineup for Saturday, and we've got a special surprise that we just announced on our social media yesterday that is presented by Bank First here in Oxford, Mississippi, that if you show up, we want everybody there at 8:15 at the Nicholas Air stage to see our surprise. So,
come on, now.
Holy, giving away money.
Don't you say
that.
It's right. Going to come out the sky.
I know. So it's going to be right before Brittany Howard takes the stage.
Okay.
So after Kingfish, which everybody's, always draws a large crowd. Yes. So between Kingfish and Brittany Howard, we'll have a special surprise.
Oh, yes.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, Leanne and Kenny, thank you so much for joining us today on Next Stop Mississippi to let us know all about the 27th annual Double Decker Arts Festival. And y'all are going to see my face at the 28th.
Oh, yeah. And Kenny's coming with us to the Chicago Blues Festival.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to be on the trip.
You should come.
Well,
we're gonna have
peanuts on. Okay. Yes. Well, thank you both. You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. I'm Jermaine Flood, in with my traveling partners, Camille King and Java Chapman, the best DJ / boss in the land.
I'll take it.
As Bernie Mac said, all you do is play records.
No, record. He does so much more than just play records. He does so much more than play just records. Speaking of records, I don't even know how you knew to say the word, Camille. So synergized.
That's where I am
so
with it.
So synergized. Mm. Here's what's happening around your neck of the woods. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Record store day.
Love it.
It is Record Store Day at Offbeat in Jackson, Mississippi. That's at 109 North State Street. I never knew there was a record store day.
Oh, man. Across the country.
It's happening. Exclusive drops and at Offbeat, they're going to have DJs and Bobby Rush is going to make an appearance. It's a big deal.
This is a big deal. Special releases, big vinyl and comic sale. Like Java said, live DJs. Bobby Rush, you can't beat that. The artwork is so neat. It's the bill that used to sit on Capitol Hill. They used the Schoolhouse Rock kind of look to it or whatever. Again, this is going to be starting at 8 a.m. It'll go all the way until 7 p.m. Why don't I see DJ Java on the lineup, though?
That's because tomorrow is my sweet baby Phoenix's sixth birthday. And daddy is on daddy duty.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Phoenix. That's my friend.
Nice.
Yeah, that is your friend.
That's my friend.
And it's so funny when we're in the car and we are listening to the station, they will be like, that's Miss Jermaine.
Yeah. And when I come, they'll be like, please hug us. And I'm like, okay, group hug, everybody. It's so cute. All right.
Happy birthday to her.
Right. Happy birthday, Phoenix. 12 p.m. DJ Scrap Dirty's on the lineup. 1 p.m. DJ Stefan Urkel. Did I say that right, Java?
Stefan Urkel.
Come on now. Ginsu. Ginsu Knives, because you cut the names off.
I'm going to throw this lip gloss cross at you. At 2 p.m., it's spirituals.mp3. Is it supposed to say
that?
Yeah,
that works. That works.
Okay, I'm just scared. At 3 p.m., it's DJ Daddy Bug. And at 4 p.m., it's DJ Dad Chap. And the first 50 people get an exclusive tote bag.
There you go.
Record Store Day, Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., 109 North State Street in Jackson, Mississippi. Shouts out to our friend out there. He was here yesterday.
He was on Mississippi Edition this morning talking about Record Store Day and the impact of vinyl. And shout out to Philip, DJ Young Venom.
Yeah. Philip, mean self.
He is mean. I told his wife, as Kamel said, he was mean. Uh-huh. And then I agreed that he was a little mean. She was like, yeah, he is.
But Philip, I have some gifts for you in the car. So if you don't treat me mean when I see you tomorrow, you'll get them. If you do, they're going on with me.
You may or may not get gifts, Venom. Okay, coming up next in our What's Happening. This is the cutest What's Happening I've ever had said, ever, ever, ever.
Nice.
It's the second annual Baby Art Crawl, and it is what you think it is. These babies are going to be crawling around making art. It's going to be a messy, fun world of art. Babies and toddlers just crawl around in diapers, exploring with their safe paints. There'll be wipes for cleanup. They'll provide water buckets as well, rain or shine, though. This is happening. And if you ever wanted to see the cutest artwork created in front of you, babies rolling around in paint. That's what's happening. And then it's going on at the Lynn Meadows Discovery Center.
That's
going to be on the coast. If you need more information, we'll have that on our events page. Cutest little thing
that
ever.
That is. Can't you just see an overzealous parent like, come on, do it like I told you.
How about the parents who don't want their babies to make a real mess? So they're probably down there like wiping them the whole time.
Wipes. Yeah. Like, can you just let this kid be a kid?
Right. Down there just walking. Here's a good one for all of us people because we own dogs and we love our dogs.
Yes, we do.
It's Kara's 15th annual Dogs Day of Summer happening tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at LaFleur's Bluff State Park. Make sure your dog is on a leash, but this will be a day fun, full fun. Chop that up. Thanks, Kamel. Day full of fun activities such as the children's carnival, petting zoo, face painting, bounce houses, live entertainment, dog training demonstrations, pet parade, silent auction. They're doing pet microchipping, pet adoption. There's also an option to purchase a box lunch while you're there. They're saying bring your family and bring your pets. It's going to be a cute little fun time.
I need to get my dog chipped.
The dog days. I got my baby chip right, you know, basically in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. I got our little card in my wallet.
Do you have a dog?
Marvin.
Marvin, do you have a dog?
I do have a dog.
Intro Marvin.
Or my dog has a person.
There you go.
That's really more like it.
Your dog owns you?
Yeah. You know, Brendan and I just appreciate that he allows us to live with him.
Perfect.
Kamel, that's segue of the year right there.
I know. Segue of the year. Kamel looked dead at Marvin and was like, and now introducing Marvin.
And here I am. Behold.
Exactly. Poof. Everybody, that's our chief of staff, Marvin Jeter, and we'll be talking to him in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
In case
tail.
You didn't know, listeners, he's here.
We'll be talking to him.
So we'll catch you soon.
Right, two shakes of a lamb's tail, he will be here. Okay, Marvin, hold tight. And Kamel, you can talk him in if you want
to. I'm so sorry.
Okay, here's what else is happening in your neck of the woods. Have you ever wanted to go camping in a hammock?
Camping in a hammock.
Yeah, so you're not in a tent. You're going to camp in this hammock. You're sleeping in this hammock in the woods.
Yeah.
And you're camping.
Sounds like a lot of exposure to bugs.
Oh, it could be, but you need to bring your DEET spray.
Yes.
The Great Hangout is going to be happening at the Clinton Community Nature Center. That's going to be tomorrow, April 20th. It starts at 6 p.m. and it'll go all the way till 9 a.m. April 21st. This is just happening only on two special weekends of the year, and it's coming up now, this weekend. You're invited to an evening of swinging in the trees, roasting hot dogs and s'mores over the campfire, and enjoying company of other camping enthusiasts. They're saying you can bring your own hammock or you can reserve one of theirs. This is specifically stated, hammock camping only. Do not bring a sleeping bag. Do not bring a tent. Do not bring anything but a hammock.
I would so bring the sleeping bag and the tent. Like, kick me out.
They're going to have to kick you out.
Because I don't like bugs.
I don't like bugs. So children's ages 12 through 17 must be accompanied by an adult. But this is the Great Hangout at the community,
nice.
At the Clinton Community Nature Center.
That's a great thing.
It is.
That's a great thing.
It is. And finally, before we get into our next event, Epic Fuck Brass Band, who was here on the show, they're going to be at Howlin' Mouths next Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m.
Who's hosting it?
Me.
There you go.
Because I love the bands. And they asked, and I was like, sure, say it less, please, say less. But this is going to be an unforgettable night of music and dancing next Saturday. If you want to come see me, bring your friends and get ready to groove to the infectious beats of the Epic Funk Brass Band. If you want to check out more, I want y'all to know the reel on Instagram, 5,000 strong. If you want to go check out that reel, make sure you go out there. But in with us, you heard him already, our chief of staff, Marvin Jeter. He is here to tell us all about Family Fun Day presented by Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Columbus, Mississippi. Marvin, I've always wanted to have you on the show. Thanks for coming.
Girl, I'm so glad to be here with you guys. Y'all have a lot more fun down here than we have in the executive suite upstairs. I see where I need to come hang out.
Yeah, you need to come and hang out with us. But we're talking all about Family Fun Day in Columbus.
Give them the rundown, Marvin. Y'all, I have to tell you.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow at the Pool Gymnasium at Mississippi University for Women. I have to tell you, the group of community members up there that have jumped in to participate and to support and to turn out. We've got 40-something vendors that are going to be there. I mean, it's every different level. And the fun thing about the direction we're going this year with the event is we're partnering with the Preservation Society of Columbus. So one of the things that we're kind of returning our focus to is a return to the neighborhood, kind of a takeoff on Mr. Rogers there. And we're going to be having activities for kids that are introducing STEM and engineering types of concepts, but from building little paper houses and building their own city, building their own skyline, creating their skyline, all kinds of things. We're going to have several of our partners who are affiliates of the Mississippi Library Commission. I think they've got like 6 or 7 tables there. We'll have virtual reality and things like that for the older kids upstairs.
Okay.
But on the main floor, we'll have activities for them as well. They're going to be helping parents get kids signed up for Imagination Library. Because while we're going to have them come through and we're going to have Mother Goose there reading to kids and We've got 9 walkabouts. Ed Sed's coming. We've got Myrtle the Turtle.
Yeah.
McGruff the Crime Dog. We've got so many of them coming. But while kids are there reading, they can pick their own book. But we do want to get them signed up on that Imagination Library. And the Lowndes County Imagination Library Group will be there helping us get kids signed up for that. So that not only do they get their one book when they come to our event, but from then on out, they get one book
that's
per month
awesome.
Mailed to their house.
Man, that's
so
great.
Yeah, that's partnering with Dolly Parton's group, and they will be able to continue to get those books. So we're excited about that. So many other vendors. Excel by Five, the Lowndes County branch of Excel by Five, has partnered with us, and they're bringing in about 20 of their partners that will be there to give additional information on resources for parents, additional information on healthy living, all kinds of outlets to help those parents make sure that they have everything they need to support their children as they grow and develop and become ready for school days, because school days will be here before they know it. Mm-hmm. Then, like I say, on the second floor, we got a lot of partners up there. We got some coaches from Accelerate Mississippi coming in to talk about the career options where they're really working to build a healthy workforce for us. So
awesome.
Lots of fun stuff.
Awesome sauce. I love it. And then the Preservation Society, you mentioned them, right?
I did mention them.
And then MSMS and MUW, of course.
That's right.
Where we're at.
MSMS is going to be so fun. Jermaine, they're going to give you some competition. I'm so excited that you're going to be there emceeing the show.
I will be there tomorrow.
But you know what? They are sending their little jazz combo too. They're going to be playing some hits of theirs for us, and they'll be entertaining. Mm-hmm. But they're also going to bring STEM and logic models so that they can teach other peer kids that come to the event how to play different games. We're going to have all kinds of cornhole on the lawn, kinds of things, food trucks coming. It's going to be a fun day for the whole
family. Shout out to MPB Foundation for their help in all of this. Shout out to them.
We could not do anything we do without them.
Yeah.
So it is awesome to have them on our side. Angela's been up there for a couple of days now making sure everything's ready for us, and we're about to head that direction ourselves to set up everything. So fun times.
Right. I want y'all to go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're going to perform your jazz hands. You know, you got jazz.
Oh, I do jazz hands. I was a tapper when I was a kid.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. We'll have to make sure that the video crew is ready to capture that. That'll
be
worth
it. Absolutely. Quick ball change.
Yeah, quick ball change.
There you go.
Shuffle ball change.
There you go.
Change.
Everybody be watching for that on our social network. We'll be streaming that out there for you to watch.
As long as I don't trip, we'll be good.
Well, if you do, that's part of the fun. You jump back up and keep going.
There you go. Marvin, what I love about MPB is that what the listeners don't know is I don't work here. I just moonlight on Friday. But over the years coming here and seeing the culture, MPB is so innovative with its educational outreach programs. I mean, every single thing is themed out. You guys put so much thought into it. Talk about that, about how just innovative, you know, your educational outreach is.
And where your passion comes from, Marvin?
Well, the passion comes from all around. I actually started here as an intern back in the 80s. So we won't say that, but, you know, I've returned back home when I came back here for this position, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to work in education, but we have so many wonderful professional educators in our department, and they connect with the Mississippi Department of Education curriculum specialist, as well as the specialist in all the different specialty groups. Today, we've got the Mississippi Council for Economic Education here in our studios with their annual Personal Finance Challenge Bowl. And they'll be videotaping the top 2 teams this afternoon down in our studio. So we've got so many educators in the state. And one of the things that we're trying to do here is bring all of those groups together so that we can have that synergy that will take Mississippi above and beyond. So
yes, indeed.
We're trying to push toward that. And you are right. It's a very talented bunch over there. I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to work with them. They're teaching me new things every day. And I thought I was an old dog that couldn't learn new tricks.
No.
But here I am.
All old dogs can learn new tricks. Every day is a new day.
There you go.
Every day is a new day.
I'll take it.
Marvin, let everybody know again where they can get more information and where they need to be tomorrow.
That is right. They all need to make the short drive up to Columbus to come in and join us.
Right.
It's from 10 till 2, so it makes it a perfect opportunity to be able to drive up there and still get there when it starts, but then get back home before dark. And you know, there's so many things that are there in town to do, so many good restaurants. Mm-hmm. They're also in the process of their pilgrimage there. So you can come join us, but come join all the other activities in town, too, because Columbus is turning out the red carpet.
That's right, y'all.
Jermaine, let me tell you just a real quick fun fact about Marvin that you don't know.
What?
You may not know, but Marvin definitely works out.
No.
Okay? Because let me tell you, the first time I met Marvin, Java, are you listening to this? Time I met Marvin, I mean, you know, he's got an explosive personality, which I love. He shook my hand and we went in for a hug. And I mean, he about lifted me off the ground.
Oh, okay. I thought your hand hurt.
And we stood there and looked each other in the eyes and squeezed each other's hands until I basically about buckled. And I said, yeah, that man works out right
No,
there.
But I don't, though. That's the blessing of good genes. You know, I'm allergic to exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, I get short of breath. I start to perspire. My heart starts racing. It sometimes takes me a couple days to get over it.
Yeah. He's strong, though. Marvin, if y'all need more information about the Family Fun Day in Columbus, you can visit our website. You can visit our events page off of our website. You can Google it. I mean,
We're going to have a team up there social streaming on our network, on all our social media, too. So we'll have all that information flowing through the weekend.
Make sure y'all do that. Again, this is Family Fun Day in Columbus happening tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Mississippi University for Women. Dr. Jeter, thank you so much.
Thank you. Y'all return to the neighborhood with us.
We will. Welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, in with my traveling partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King, with Visit Mississippi. Right now, I would love to go ahead and set this up because I am so excited about having her on. We have none other than award-winning actress. I mean, the filmography is just from
here to there. IMDb is long.
The IMDb is long. I can't give it all out, but just know she was on one of my favorite shows with one of my favorite people, the Hughleys, with D.L. Hughley. But we have award-winning actress Elise Neal in the studio with us via Zoom, but might as well say she's in the studio. Elise, first off, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi. We're going to get into your acting class, but I am just through the roof to have you here.
Yay!
Hey guys, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, Elise. How are you doing?
I'm fine, but you know, I'm a little crazed. You know, we have one day left before my event, and anybody who's done an event is a checklist like crazy.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesomeness. So the event, again, Elise Neal is presenting Lights, Camera, Action, and Acting Masterclass. That's happening tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th, beginning at 2 p.m. at Spotlight Productions Incorporated in her hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, and basically our second capital now.
I know, right?
It's our second capital of Mississippi.
That's funny. you guys just made it your own. That's great. That's right.
It's our second capital. Elise, though, talk about what everybody can expect and why the passion behind wanting to put on this acting masterclass in your hometown.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Let's start with the fact that I'm a very proud Memphian. Even though I've lived in Los Angeles for almost 25, 26 years now, I'm a very proud Memphian. Shout out to the Grizzlies. I don't care about the season. I do not care. I will go to Laker games that the Grizzlies are playing and have on Grizzlies gear. I have done it.
Yes.
I have said farewell to LeBron James's wife and had on Grizzlies gear.
Real disrespectful.
When it's two teams playing.
That's right.
But I love my city, you know, and I'm very proud of it. As a person who started as a dancer in this town, and shout out to Overton High School. That's my alma mater. I got a full scholarship out of Overton High School to pursue my dreams in entertainment. And right after high school, I went to Philadelphia College of Performing Art. From then, moved to New York. I've done Broadway. I've done a lot of, you know, musicals. I've done a lot of touring. I have 4 passports from all the musicals I was blessed to be a part of, even before I wanted to be an actor, because my first mission was I wanted to be the next Debbie Allen. And, you know, no one in entertainment was really in my family. I just had a passion for it. It's something I really wanted to do. By the time I got to New York, you know, a lot of my dancer friends were sharing with me that, you know, we do a lot of commercials, Elise. And then I started looking at some of their salaries and I was like, hold up now. Let me try this out. Really, that was like my first acting class was just like a commercial workshop to learn how to be on camera. And then after that, I started doing a lot of commercials. Cut to about 50 national commercials later, I started to take my acting really seriously and moved to L.A. A lot of my dancer friends were migrating from New York to L.A. I joined along and started acting classes and, you know, 200 some odd credits later and still going. This is where I am.
Wow. That is incredible, Elise.
So you asked me why I believe in Memphis and why I believe in Memphis talent. I'm an example, you know? I'm an example of a person who had no idea, which obviously our scene in Memphis is not as big as another market, but I've been to performance here. I see the talent here. And I know that there's a lot of people who could do exactly what I do. The blessing is that I want to be back and I want to share what I know to some other Memphians.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right, Elise. I love it.
Elise, talk about the hustle and everything that is behind the scenes that people who aspire to do what you do and see all of these credits. You just talked about all these different cities you had to move to, how aggressive you had to be. So talk about the behind the curtain that, I mean, to get to where you are, what does it really take?
That's a long conversation.
Oh, I bet.
You can give us the cliff notes, Elise. You can give us the cliff notes.
I'll give a cliff. It's like believing yourself. It starts with the believing yourself. You know, I remember when I was here and younger and really was talking a lot about pursuing the dream. You know, before I got offers from about 4 colleges and I picked the one in Philadelphia, but I always believed in myself. And I'll say this, performing arts, which is why I'm so passionate to hopefully get people excited about the performing arts. You know, it's a discipline. Mm-hmm. You have to show up to learn lines, to take acting class. Even as a performer, you have to show up. You have teachers that are saying, nope, that's not good enough. Do it again. And we sit there in that studio and we do a choreography so many times over and over and over again till we get it right. It builds a muscle in you that you start to believe, like, okay, if my teacher's telling me I'm good at this, then I must be good with this. And then when people are telling you, are you sure? You know, I'm hearing that this city is so expensive, or I'm hearing that it's a lot of things. Or what about the subway? Da, 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 da. I didn't even think about that yet. I just stepping into something new, every city, everything, but taking with me my belief in myself.
Yeah.
And I know other people who can just try to drown out some of the negative because, you know, everybody was telling me, you know, are you sure? Maybe you should just stay here, you know, and I just kept ignoring it. I mean, that's really what it was. Mm-hmm. I just kept ignoring it because I believed in myself. And you have to continually believe in yourself and be positive about your talent. You know, try to have great people around you, which I was blessed to have, and just keep going.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
Now, Elise, I really appreciate you getting ready to do your masterclass on tomorrow and offering the virtual component because we are Mississippi Public Broadcasting and Memphis is like our backyard. We have lots of listenership in Memphis. And with the virtual option, you're doing something special for our MPB listeners. If you go to the Eventbrite page for the masterclass, you can use the code MPB50. And get a little something special.
Yay!
Get a little something special. Because I think the South in general is really having like a kind of an arts renaissance, especially when it comes to film. Atlanta is basically the new Hollywood. Right here in Mississippi, we're filming movies every other day. I mean, you can see A-list stars such as yourself, you know, just in some of the most random of cities because they're filming a movie and Memphis is included with that. So talk about how the South is kind of on the rise, finding those untapped talents in film and the arts.
I just believe that, you know, I hope I can be part of that conversation to let people believe that, you know, there is something to grow with here and around the, you know, Memphis. You know, it's a bigger conversation. A lot of productions that you may see are not necessarily getting started in the, you know, in your city or my city. A lot of them are still like, hub is going to be maybe Atlanta, or the hub is going to be maybe Louisiana, but shooting in those areas, because I've done a lot of considered on location projects. My hope is there's more films, TV, all of it that is starting from these places of Memphis, starting from these places of Mississippi.
That's right.
So it's like I said, it's a longer conversation because that means the production itself has to be start here.
Right.
Then these cities get those initiatives.
Right.
But if it starts in a different city, then that's where the initiatives start and that's where that money kind of transits. And then you're just hiring talent. But I want things to begin and get it here, get created, and then go to the big screen.
That's right. And where all this is going down, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned actor, this event is going to be perfect for anyone looking to improve their craft. You do not want to miss it. Again, this is an exclusive acting masterclass by none other than Elise Neal with, again, the filmography From Here to There, but she's also won NAACP Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards, and more. And if you don't get into this and you want to be an actor, it's right up the street. You got to go. You'll be missing out.
But also it's available online. You can take two or three of your friends that want to be in this business, and you all get around the computer screen together get the knowledge.
That's right. Get the knowledge.
I make it virtually as well. I get it.
That's right.
And some people are able to come,
So
I wanted them still to be able to get the knowledge because it's about getting
the knowledge. Y'all get the knowledge.
MPB50.
MPB50. Go to Eventbrite. Check it out. Elise Neal presents Lights, Camera, Action, an acting masterclass. Thank you all for joining us today and today's guest. We had Leanne Stubbs. We had Kenny Ferris, Dr. Marvin Jeter, and award-winning Elise Neal with her presents Lights, Camera, Action, an acting masterclass. For more about these and other events around your area, visit mpbonline.org. Click the SIP Events tab. You've been listening to Next Stop Mississippi. Again, thank you, Elise Neal.
Yes.
I love you.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.